Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and happy Friday. It is 8:38 Friday morning. And listen, if that doesn't make you happy enough, we got something that'll make you even happier. This part of the show is brought to you by the Golden State Warriors. More happiness, a visit to Disneyland Resort.
Yeah.
More laughs, more memories. Darn it all, more fun. I said darn it because it's Disneyland, you know. Nice. Right now, caller number 97-800-400-3697 gets a four-pack of two-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets. And then you're in the running for the grand prize giveaway for the trip for four to the Disneyland Resort. We have more chances for you to qualify for that and win these tickets at 11:30 and 4:30. Vinny is going to be broadcasting live from Disneyland from California Adventure.
That's right, Monday morning.
Hollywood Lane.
Correct.
Very exciting. Make sure you stop by and say hello if you're lucky enough to have already booked a trip for this week. So Monday morning he'll be there.
He'll be there 6 to 9 a.m.
Right. Very exciting. It's a big day. Disneyland.
So funny, as I posted that picture and made the announcement.
He's having another baby,
like we thought.
Yeah.
Well, and so it's
another
so
little
funny,
girl.
As people are texting in, now they're seeing all the clues. Oh, the new place.
Well, yeah, we said that.
Well, I know, but I couldn't tell
you. Yeah, we said all these things.
Right, but I couldn't tell you that.
Get him!
You are a woman who have had children. You know you have to wait a certain amount of months to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Leave him alone.
You could have told us.
Yeah, you could have told us off air.
I'm trying to tell you.
We
were very concerned about the health of everyone involved. We're old. It's
that is true. That's true.
But we're old.
She's young.
Younger.
Not that. She's well into the decrepit egg period of her life.
Yeah.
But she's super healthy and fit and
and
everything. You had all the tests.
Yes, right. That's why this is...
Plenty of people have healthy babies later in life.
An option right now as the tests have been performed.
Well, huge congratulations to Vinny on baby number two.
Thanks so much.
Sure. The San Antonio Spurs return to Warriors ground on Thursday, March 8th. All fans will receive a Warriors t-shirt courtesy of Bay Area BMW. Get tickets at warriors.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Ma. My mom told me I was funny today.
She did?
She did.
What'd she like the best?
She didn't say. She just said, you are beyond funny today. You go, girl. She didn't say that. But,
you
know,
go, girl?
It was very refreshing because usually it's you use that word wrong or, you know, quit talking about Trump or, you know, whatever it is. Hey, Mom. Thanks for the nice words.
I would think she liked it when you talked about Trump.
Oh,
because you're mean towards him.
Right.
Ah.
I don't like him.
Right. Okay, so let me do this. We had breaking news a little while ago and we couldn't get to it because we were busy dancing and talking about babies. But here it is. Police say two people who aren't students have been fatally shot at a residence hall at Central Michigan University. The school says police believe the Friday morning shooting started from a domestic situation.
Mm.
They're searching now for a 19-year-old suspect who is considered to be armed and dangerous. Hooman said that they don't have confirmation yet, but he was down the hall at our sister station,
right,
KCBS. And it sounds like the people that were shot were the parents of this young person.
Oh, God. How awful.
The school is urging students to take shelter. And they say there have been no other injuries reported. And they are currently looking for the suspect, again, who is armed and dangerous. So that is the breaking news. Mm. As we get info, we'll bring it to you, but that's what we've got right now.
But this was in the dorm, so the parents were in the dorm?
Yes.
If that turns out to be what the case is?
Right. So, who knows?
God.
what that could be about.
I would like to say one more time, thank you, Dick's Sporting Goods, for not selling combat rifles anymore.
Did you hear what REI did today?
No, what did they do?
REI stopped carrying a bunch of products made by one company. You know how these companies, well, we see it now. It's corporate America. Mm-hmm. They buy up a bunch of little companies. Something called Vista Outdoor, I think. Uh-huh. You can look it up, but I think it's called Vista Outdoor. They make, and there's a whole bunch of products under their roof.
So not that REI sells guns, but these people
REI
also
has said,
makes them.
This company that makes this stuff, these products, we will not order from them anymore as they support the NRA. So that was an REI is a co-op, and I don't exactly know how all that works, but I guess the store employees, owners, stockholders, whatever, gathered together and voted no more.
Oh, it says here REI, which doesn't sell guns, says it's halting purchases of products made by gun maker Vista Outdoors, including Camelback water bottles and Camp Chef stoves until Vista publicly addresses the Florida school massacre.
Yeah, this is how any kind of change is going to happen. You know, most Americans, like a large percentage of Americans, want sensible gun control. You know, if you have a hunting rifle and maybe a handgun to protect your house, I'm with you. But these frigging assault rifles that are really, I'm sorry, those are for killing people. That's what they're for. And you say, oh, it's a whole culture. It's a you know what? Your culture, I'm sorry, but there's been a few bad apples, and they've ruined your whole culture, girl.
They're also saying, part of this article, late Thursday, L.L. Bean tweeted that it will no longer sell guns or ammunition to anyone below age 21.
Well, that's a step, but it's these assault rifles that are the real problem. It's these rapid-fire, quick-reload, multiple-people-killing machines.
Well,
Something has got to give here, and I get it. People are super mad and their Second Amendment rights and blah, blah, blah. But it's just getting ridiculous. Every day there's a story about people being murdered by someone with a gun.
I-80 has been opened both directions, although chain controls are now in effect. The storm that's been moving through continues to dump snow.
Great.
Which is great. Absolutely.
We need it. They'll have to go remeasure.
Snow down to 3,600 feet on some Sierra roads. That's low.
Really low.
And definitely ground level. So that's good.
Very good.
It's great. I hope they go remeasure soon. We were at 27% of a normal year,
it was
of an
bad.
Average year.
It was like between 24 and 27. Yeah, it was bad.
And so I'd love to see after this whole storm. And apparently this is like a system that we're going to be stuck in for a while, which is great news.
Right.
So our winter's just coming a little
late.
I
saw that too. It was like a storm window's open and we're going to get dumped on.
Right.
Good. I just got a text from Jeff Davidson, who's my friend who...
is starring on Survivor.
He was texting me to say congratulations, and I was like, we were just talking about him. There's a spitting image dude...
I was
Survivor.
Like your friend.
My friend Jeff.
It's a guy that looks like your friend.
He looks exactly like him. Yeah. I even saw him and went, God, that guy looks familiar. And then Vinny said, oh, my friend Jeff looks like that. I'm like, yes, he does. That's who
exactly
I was thinking of.
Exactly like him.
The guy's name on Survivor is Brendan. His real name in real life is Jeff.
Right. That person exists in real life in Santa Cruz. His name's Jeff. And
California painters.
Yeah,
shame.
Right. Anyway. Let's see here. Non-smokers.
Yes.
Boy, they're the worst.
Are they?
They've taken your smoke right out of the building, and then they've pushed you out onto the streets into the rain.
Great. All things that will help you quit.
Will they?
I mean, if anything's going to, standing in the rain smoking like a pathetic loser, it's got to be helpful. When am I going to stop this BS?
A new study found that when people who smoke take smoke breaks, it adds up to about 6 total work days per year.
Yeah.
Obviously, people who don't smoke don't take those breaks and feel like they're getting ripped off.
Yeah. So they spend those days looking at kitten things on YouTube.
Non-smokers say... we should get extra vacation days to make things fair.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, even smokers say, sure, take the days. so we don't have to hear from you anymore.
It does seem fair. So are any companies actually offering?
No, not at all. This is just one of those things where people are talking and, you know, the non-smokers want the extra days and the smokers want the non-smokers to shut the hell up. I'm already going to die early. Isn't that enough? And smell my fingers.
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
They're not in a good way.
Right.
Yeah.
They're even tinted yellow.
My kid's into this band called Car Seat Headrest.
Oh, they're good.
And there's a song.
Which
that
kid?
The young one.
Oh.
The song is something like, please don't smoke and we love you. We don't want you to die. I'm like, oh man, that's you know, truer words were never smoke.
It's a nice smoking line.
I was laughing until he's like, oh, I want to play you some songs. I'm like, all right. Well, that's a good one.
Did you like Car Seat Headrest?
They're okay. Huh? He's going to go see them. And I had to buy him tickets the other day.
Oh.
I know. Very exciting.
Getting out.
Yep.
You going with him?
Yeah, you going with him?
He wants to go with some friends. So I bought him his ticket.
You going to drive him there?
No, he'll probably Uber.
That's adorable.
He likes to be alone. Independent. Oh, is this it? Yeah. We don't want you to die. We don't want you to die. I mean,
I'll
you
save
know,
that.
Pretty straightforward way of saying it.
Right. Well, you know what? Cool bands singing songs like that will hopefully help some kid wise up.
I don't know, though. That guy, every song is about the drugs he did and how he's passed out on his friend's floor. He actually does seem to make it, you know. I think he said dropped LSD and took a hit, and now I feel like a walking bag of what rhymes with hit.
I got that one.
Yeah.
For once, I got one.
Yeah.
All right.
Car seat headrest, everybody. Ding, ding, shame.
You meant the words for caca, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, I got it.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Caca.
Yay.
Caca. We called it caca when I was a kid. That's just what it was called.
Right.
Never poop. Never anything else.
Is it caca or is it caca?
It's caca.
It's caca.
It's any one of the above. We all know what you're talking about.
Caca.
There's only
K-U-C-K-A. Caca.
Only people in Brazil will go, no, that's our soccer player, man. What are you talking about?
Caca.
Caca. Caca.
Is that a Brazilian soccer player? Did I get that right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think he's a Brazilian.
Is his name actually spelled K-A-K-A?
I don't remember, but I remember during the World Cup, Kaká was a player. Anyway,
how unfortunate for him everywhere but where he lives.
Right. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a couple of those today.
All right.
925 says, actually, you buy or make a small cake that is the smashing cake. We did this for my grandson 9 years ago. It was the funniest thing ever. Have a video somewhere. So this first birthday
cake smash
is specific to the smashing, and you have a second cake apparently.
Well, thank God, because I really did want cake. That's why I came to your brat's birthday party.
Right.
Now give me some cake and ice cream.
Look at this one. Oh, boy, did I miss an opportunity. 650 says, does Vinny own Instagram stock? He seems to be announcing big things there. No, I own Snap stock. What am I doing?
I don't know.
What is wrong with me? I should be making announcements on Snap. Except, you know what? In this room, no one would notice.
No, yeah. I wouldn't even notice.
I don't even think
I have the app on my phone
right.
anymore.
I have the app. I just never use it.
Right.
I don't even know how to use it. Just like, I don't know.
I like it. It's fun. But again, if I posted it there, you'd never have known.
It's true. Yeah. Well, somebody would have texted us.
Maybe.
True.
It's hovering around $17.80.
Doing okay.
What, Snap is?
It was actually doing pretty good, and then yesterday our president decided to make some Snap announcement. No, not Snap.
About Snap, not right.
And all of a sudden, the whole stock market tubed.
Yeah, everywhere too, not just in America. All over the world, people are like, "Oh, what did he do? He put like a tariff on imports of steel and aluminum." And the beer makers were like, "What?" The glass makers were like, "Yeah, bottles."
Congrats, Vin. The best I ever gave my kids was each other, says 707.
Aww. You know, it is true. They will fight, and there will be tough times. And but I've got to say, nothing makes me happier than seeing my boys doing their goofy dances together or
they
making
on,
their dumb
good.
Jokes. And they still fight, but they'll have each other like their whole lives. Yeah. They're, you know, they're supportive of each
other.
Well,
I actually looked at my mom and her sister. They were super close. And I have a friend who has two daughters, and they're so close. And you see the two of them and the way they interact and lean on each other and all that. And it's clear in the world, at least they've got that.
Well, even think about you
else.
And your brothers, how much you love
well,
your brothers.
Well, that wasn't the best thing, though. I mean, we really didn't get on that great.
But
definitely...
now you
sure,
guys
absolutely.
Have a great relationship. You
good,
have each other.
No doubt. But I didn't look at myself when I thought about that. I was actually looking at some other people I know who I went, wow, if they can be that, that'd be unreal.
Right. And we all know about only children. Right, Human?
They're the best.
More after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.